Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I dreamt about Faye last night. Things were fuzzy, shaky, like the air was thick. I stood in the barracks listening to something moving in the walls. I had to get rid of whatever it was, and as I thought that, a sledgehammer appeared, sitting on a glazed ceramic pedestal like it was waiting for me. I picked it up and started swinging, but no matter how hard I hit it, the wall never broke. I put the sledgehammer back on the pedestal, and as I did, I knew what I had to do. I had to burn it out. As soon as the thought crossed my mind, the wall erupted in silver flames. It crumbled, and at first I thought there was nothing there, but when I walked closer, I heard it. Faye. A voice forced its way into my head, saying 100 things all at once. I had to end it. So I walked back over to the pedestal. I picked up the sledgehammer and... I still feel like she's here. I know that's impossible. I scan the buggy's code for her every single day. But she masqueraded as Andy once, and I won't trust either voice ever again. I'm not sure I can trust any voice except maybe Jackie's. We've grown a lot closer on this trip, and I'm glad we're together. Ahead of us stand the sheer cliff's face of a butte, guarding the entrance to the labyrinth of the night. It sounds like something from fantasy. But it's very real to me. Sheep swears his modifications to the buggy will get us over the cliffs, but it's not exactly a rocket. I've seen this place before. When I held the fossil and closed my eyes, a wave of intense sound and pressure overcame me, and I saw Olympus Mons. I'm close, my love. It will all be worth it when I can hold you in my arms again and you'll call me a good mother. No. But it's very real to me. Sheep swears his modifications to the buggy will get us over the cliffs, but it's not exactly a rocket. I'm sure we'll make it to the top just fine. And personal log.
We'll be right back. Everyone, hang on.
There's more water coming in.
I can't find the leak.
It's over there, above the engine.
I think that should do it.
More water!
Damn it!
Whoa. Shit, that's cold!
How's the engine?
Just keep looking ahead. Let me worry about the engine.
We've got to be under the waterfall. All I can see in front of me is foam.
Good. Let's reset the suspension wires. Keep the wheel steady.
I'm trying to... Oh.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
I thought you said it was safer going this way.
It will be. I mean, it is. This is just the tricky part where we can all die.
Oh, is this the part?
All we have to do is turn the buggy upward so we can sail up the waterfall and get to the top.
Upward?
There's ice all over the rest of this cliff. Staying on the water is the only way we'll get to the top.
Look, we can do this. I trust you, Chip. Oh, fine.
Good. Once I release the first cable, it has to recoil before you can set it. It'll take about 30 seconds, so you've got to hold us steady while that happens.
Got it.
Once we're rafting on top, drop the wheels to give us a bit more traction. Jackie, hold me on the lifeline.
Got you.
When the cable is set, pull me back and strap in as fast as you can.
This plan is ridiculous.
We're pioneers. What's life without a little adventure?
You're right. We've got this.
Oh, yeah.
Stop bonding and put on your damn helmets.
Calm check. One.
Two.
Three.
Ready for the cable.
All right. Three, two, one, release! We're holding.
Cable's still coming. Keep it up.
Engine hitting over 75%.
I'm opening the door. I see the cable. Got it.
Ready to set?
Positioning. Fire.
It's set.
Yes! Pull me in.
Dropping the wheels.
We're strapped in.
Here we go. We're on top of the water.
That was so...
So badass.
Right? Now we just sit back and relax. We'll be at the top in no time.
I can see the sky.
It's beautiful.
I had my doubts earlier, but it seems you really can build anything.
Thanks. And Mrs. Graham said I'd never amount to anything because I failed calculus.
We're losing traction.
Don't worry, the cables will hold.
The ice just cracked.
I'm starting to regret your plan.
My plan? We voted on it. Unanimous decision.
The steering wheel is stuck.
We just need to get over this ice. Give it a little more power.
No! We're tipping!
You all okay?
Yeah.
I can't turn the cable.
It looks like it snapped off the side of the buggy, but the other end is still hooked to the top.
Use the arms to grab it.
You won't reach.
Then I'll climb out there and attach it.
You can't do that.
What else are we gonna do? The other cable won't hold for long.
Chip.
Hook me up to the lifeline.
Okay.
Keep us as steady as you can and do not let go of the wheel.
I won't.
Okay. Hope I don't die.
Can you reach the cable?
Almost.
Got it!
Great!
It's attached!
Chip!
What happened?
He's dangling!
Pull me in!
The line's jammed! Kyla, help me pull him in!
I can't let go of the wheel or the buggy will flip!
Cut me loose.
No!
You have to. Either I die or we all die.
Wait!
Oh my god!
Are you here?
I'll hold the wheel. Get Chip back inside.
I'm coming. Hold on tight. One, two, three, pull!
Andy, get us out of here!
We're over the top of the falls. Land ho!
Andy, can we stop for a moment?
Sure. Is everything okay?
Andy, don't get me wrong. I'm really glad to have you back, but where have you been?
Oh, around, I guess.
Around?
Why didn't you help us earlier?
When I say around, I don't really mean around here. It's hard to explain. But wait, didn't I help you before?
When?
It's hard to remember.
Melissa sent him.
What? No, I didn't even... Is Lieutenant Walker still alive?
Yes, and it's Colonel Walker.
That actually makes a lot more sense based on her military rank.
We'll
already talked about this back in Sequoia.
Sorry if I'm forgetting some things. I feel like a lot of time is missing.
He's still damaged.
Do you think so?
He's acting very strange.
I want to know what happened to me as much as you do. I'm trying to figure it out.
Andy, can we have a private conversation?
Okay.
What the hell is going on? Chip, didn't you remove him from the buggy?
Yeah.
Was he in low-power state or hibernation?
Definitely not. I have no idea how he got here.
Chip, run a scan.
Well, I'll be. He sure is in here, but his code is modified.
In what way?
In no way I've ever seen. It's subtle, but it's there.
She's here. Faye found a way into the buggy.
What are you talking about?
I know it's her. You don't understand, but Faye is dangerous.
She's just an AI. You never trust them.
And with good reason. Before we left Sequoia, Faye spoke to me with Andy's voice.
Why would she do that?
She thought I was a threat.
I still don't understand what that has to do with Andy.
Did either of you notice how he was acting very strange the last few days we were at Sequoia?
It's souls. I don't know how you can say days after Jackie drilled the difference into our heads during training.
I didn't drill it into
hey,
you.
Hey, can we focus on how Andy infiltrated the buggy?
Kyla, he just saved our lives.
But Chip said his code is modified. I'm telling you, it's Faye.
I know what Faye's code looks like, and she's not here.
Do you know that for sure? What if she's inside Andy, speaking with his voice?
No, that's... Is it? Is that a thing?
I mean, it could be.
Andy wouldn't hurt us. He has the basic need. He's not Hal from 2001.
That is my point. If he was here this whole time, he would have intervened much sooner. He literally just showed up.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but talking behind Andy's back about him when he's not listening, shouldn't we just ask him what happened?
What if he lies?
He can't lie.
Unless he's been compromised.
No, I don't think he is.
Why not?
Because he's Andy.
You'll put us all in danger if you give him control over the buggy again.
I love Andy as much as you do, Jackie, but Kyla could be right.
So, what do we do?
We shut him down again and keep pushing forward.
Pushing forward is too risky. We don't even know if the buggy's in good enough shape to keep going. Let's set up camp here, make any repairs we need to do, while keeping an eye on Andy.
Do not turn him back on.
We're not going anywhere tonight. We can sleep in the portahab while we observe him. Okay? I don't want to rush this decision.
Works for me.
All right.
I'll bring him back now.
Hello!
Andy, can you run a diagnostic on the buggy?
Sure thing. Pinging it to you now.
Wow.
How bad is it?
Surprisingly not that bad.
Yeah?
Andy found the leaks. Nothing I can't patch up.
I'm happy to help.
Oh, why don't you get to work on that? And we'll sort this mess, get rid of anything we don't need, lose some dead weight. Care to help, Kyla?
Sure. Let's start with that scrap of neural suit on Chip's wrist.
We're not having this conversation again.
Chip, it reeks.
I don't care. It's my lucky charm.
A lot of luck it's brought us.
Too bad. I'm keeping it.
It really does smell.
Oh my god, so bad.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You're right carrying all of that?
Come on. It's easy in this gravity.
That's my concern. We've been in low G for weeks now. It's going to take a toll on our strength.
I mean, we need to get used to it. Not going anywhere else.
Ugh. Well, I still miss the feel of Earth's gravitational pull. I miss Earth.
Me too. But look around us! We're on top of a cliff in the middle of Mars! I mean, look how far we've come!
You're right. Sometimes I forget how incredible our situation is.
It's pretty freaking incredible!
Still, do you ever wish you could, I don't know, undo it all?
What do you mean?
Like, if you could somehow go back to before you left, would you stay on Earth?
I don't think I could. My great-great-great-great-great-grandparents crossed the Oregon Trail with far less shit than we have. As much as I miss Earth, I'm okay with being here. I'm a pioneer.
I really can't go back now.
No. I don't think so.
Sometimes I regret that I'm here. I've done some terrible things in my life.
Me too. Everyone does. It's okay to have regrets, but what happened in that life, it doesn't matter anymore. Man, I got in a huge fight with my girlfriend a year before I left. No matter what I said about the trip, she was convinced I wouldn't come back, and I got scared she was right, and then I ditched her, and I was so stupid. And now I'll never see her again.
Nice throw.
Thanks. Whew, that felt really good. Try it.
Me?
Yeah, you. Who else? Here, catch. Oh, let's have a little contest. Right? Winner gets chips rations for the night.
Deal.
All right. Aim for that mountain way out there. You see it?
Yep.
Cool. Now think of all your regrets, fears, every terrible thing that's keeping you down. Channel it into that junk and throw it as far as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, throw on the count of three. You ready?
I am.
All right. One, two, three. Ugh.
Damn it!
Nice throw.
It's hard in these suits.
I know. But didn't that feel good?
It did. It really did. All of this shit right here. This and this and then this. Like everything from our lives is man-made. Perfected. Artificial junk. don't want it anymore. I want a real life again. Sorry, Jackie.
No, it's okay. I know psychological evaluations are good and all, but sometimes you just gotta huck some stuff off a cliff.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a beautiful sunset.
Yeah. It's easy to forget how beautiful life can be.
Can I play you some music?
Sure. Patch me in. That mountain's not Olympus Mons, is it?
We're still too far away, but we're closer for sure.
I guess we'll get there soon enough.
Why do you think it's calling to you?
What do you mean?
Olympus Mons. I can tell you want to get there as much as I do.
I had a daughter on Earth. She died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too. It was my fault. She wanted to come here, and she was so excited to see Olympus Mons, but I told her it was too dangerous. And now, she's gone. I thought maybe if I got there myself, and in a way she'd see it too, and she'd forgive me.
I'm sure she forgives you.
Well, thanks. But it's a lost cause now. I need...
What do you need?
A reset button.
To reset what?
Never mind. I sound crazy.
Come on, with everything we've been through, I don't think you're crazy. I can help you.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because no one can change the fact that I hurt her, that I hurt a lot of people I care about. I thought I could fix this, but I can't.
You don't have to fix anything. I know, it sucks, but I'm glad you're here, Kyla.
I wish she was here. Sorry. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's too painful.
I understand. Anytime you want to talk, though, I'm here.
Thank you. I'm glad I can trust you.
Me too.
This music is beautiful.
Thanks.
This is real. Who is this?
It's my mom, on the cello.
She's really good.
She was. She loved Bach, and this was her favorite piece. She only performed it once, but she made the most of it.
Can we sit here a little longer?
Of course we can.
Hey, I'm building a fire. I thought we could have a little camp out.
That would be fun. We should tell ghost stories. Wish we had some s'mores.
Right?
Before we settle in, let me get your medicine.
It's all right. Andy already took care of me.
It's pretty easy since I'm directly connected to his new enhancements.
Well, I'm glad Andy can help you.
He's not going to make you obsolete, so just chill out.
Thanks. I feel so valued.
I'm sorry, Kyla. You can handle the medicine while I offer emotional support.
Great, because what I really need is for the soulless AI to keep talking at me.
I won't talk to you if that's what you want.
It is.
Wow, you really hold a grudge, don't you?
We didn't all grow up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula where trust is apparently unconditional, you know?
Hardly. We had our own problems there like anywhere.
Chip, cool it.
Me? I've been hanging out with Andy this whole time, and he's totally normal. I don't care for her hostility.
It's been a long soul. We're all exhausted. Andy, we know you're not going to go all 2001 on us.
I am always Andy 1.0.
No! I mean, you're not anything like Hal from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm not sure I understand the reference.
You, a resident artificial intelligence, haven't seen the killer AI in space movie?
There's a bit more to the story than Hal.
I'm sure I processed it at some point.
Forget about processing it! We're doing this the old-fashioned way! You're gonna watch this movie at the pace of a human!
Yes, and you'll see why I have trouble trusting your species.
It's just a stupid movie. Hal's a terrible AI.
It's not stupid. It's a slow build-up to when they finally murder him and find peace with the universe.
I'm certainly interested in seeing how humans experience a movie.
That's three against one. Sorry, Chip.
Damn it. Why do we agree to vote on everything?
Well, we did vote on whether or not we should vote on everything.
Shall I display the film on your visors, or would you like to watch it in the buggy?
Oh! Can we project it from inside the buggy and watch it out here with the fire?
Yes! Just like a drive-in movie!
Absolutely. I can understand why you take in time at the rate you do, with a singular focus. There is something very special to that.
That's what the film is saying. We need to slow down and enjoy the odyssey of life.
Meh.
Still not a fan?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Hey, if he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it.
Fine, but I want to know why.
The tech is so out of date, there's hardly any dialogue, and aren't you too annoyed that there aren't any women in it? I'm sorry, but this movie isn't about slowing down to enjoy the odyssey of life. It's about some dude facing off against a homicidal monster. If I wanted to see that, I'd just watch Jaws.
Oh, we totally should.
I'm only saying it's unrealistic how hard it was to shut down Hal. At least Jaws has an explosion at the end.
I agree with Chip. That part of the plot made little sense. Why would anyone ever program a narrow intelligence without the basic need?
It's called tension. Look it up.
Oh, I did. But I cannot fathom not helping you.
See, Kyla? Andy's nothing like Hal.
I hate to admit it, but you may be right. Andy, I'm sorry.
Wait, where's your trademark sarcasm?
I'm serious. I'm sorry I didn't trust him.
Thank you, Kyla.
What? Now you two are getting along because of some dumbass movie?
I suppose we are.
Been advocating on Andy's behalf since we got here. I actually designed parts of him.
I'll be sure to give you an award for that.
Yeah, I got the perfect place for it.
Oh yeah? Show me.
Jeez! Two of you are exhausting to be around.
Sorry, I'm just tired.
Let's set up the port-a-hab and get some rest. Chip, can you put out the fire and give us a hand?
Yeah, sure, as they say on Mars, one P to T.
He means one problem at a time.
I know what he means.
Come on, that was pretty funny.
It was funnier the last time.
Huh?
You know, when you said it before. Wait.
What is it, Andy?
This feels really familiar, like a memory.
What are you talking about, buddy?
Kyla, and you call me soulless?
What are you talking about?
You! You did it! You were the one this whole time!
Andy, you're not making any sense.
The fire! She started the fire in the barracks that nearly killed half our colonists! She's been working with Faye to sabotage our mission!
No!
Yes, you tried to kill us on our first soul here!
Andy, Kyla would never do that!
She would, and she did.
It's not true.
How can you remember this just now?
Why didn't you tell us sooner?
I haven't been experiencing time in the same linear method as you. Faye corrupted me when she infiltrated the colony.
That doesn't make any sense.
Just watch.
Upload initiated. Censorship activated. Controls locked.
Are you ready, Dr. Levy?
Yes. Killing them now is the only way to keep us safe.
I agree.
Shit.
Upload aborted. Shutting down.
He's lying. That isn't real footage.
Of course it's real.
No. You're Faye, and you're trying to frame me with artificial footage.
I would never do that.
Bullshit. Your code is modified.
Andy, tell me exactly what happened to you.
Faye hacked me with Kylo's help. Then Faye kept me in some sort of liminal space, trying to absorb me and merge with me.
You can't believe this.
Kyla, you are in no position to speak right now.
Jackie, I'm your friend. Don't you believe me?
I don't know what to believe right now.
Chip, do you remember when I saved your life?
What?
When you had a seizure and I reached out to you, you reached out to me.
I'm not sure.
You and I, we connected.
I'm the one who brought Chip back.
You didn't do anything to help him. You couldn't.
Andy's right. I remember talking with you and you pushing me back into my body. There's no doubt in my mind it was the real Andy.
That's the moment I freed myself from Faye.
So all of this is true. The hacking, the fire, the betrayal.
Yes, it's all true.
No, please.
How could you do that? I'll kill you!
Chip, wait!
Let me go!
I can explain.
Shut up!
This is a lot. I mean, I want to hear
what... Cut the diplomatic commander crap! She's guilty!
All those people you... Why, Kyla?
You're our doctor! You're supposed to be the one person we can trust to keep us safe!
You don't understand!
What are we gonna do with her, Jackie? She tried to kill us! All of us!
If you wanted to kill us... Why bother helping us? Why try and convince us to turn against Faye when you were working with her?
She's a selfish, lying rat. That's why.
Everything I did, I did it for the people I love. I'm not proud of it, and I'm sorry. I only wanted to see my daughter again.
Stop lying. You don't even have a daughter.
I do.
I have your logs. Kyla Levy does not have a daughter.
It's complicated.
No, it's not. It's treason.
We're not a government colony.
I don't fucking care. She tricked us, tried to kill us, and she used us to get this far.
I'm not using you. I really do care about you.
I believe you care about us now.
She's a murderer, Jackie. She caused the death of dozens of colonists, including children.
Please, don't kill me.
While we can no longer trust Dr. Levy, I do not believe her death would undo any of the devastation she has already dealt our people.
But stopping Flint was different?
Flint was threatening to blast open the airlock, destroying the entire colony. He was also holding a colonist hostage.
Kyle was the hostage! Flint was right!
I know. I made a mistake.
We all made mistakes.
That doesn't change what you did, Kyla. You have to go.
We can't let her walk away. She'll find a way to wreak more havoc on us or kill more people in some other colony.
Jackie, please.
You can never come back. We'll give you a port to have and 1 week supply.
You can't give her that.
To deny her shelter is the same as killing her. I can't do that. Bring it here along with 1 week's worth of rations. Now, Chip. You consider yourself lucky.
Oh, yes. I'm so lucky to be exiled on the surface of Mars.
Yeah! You're fucking damn right! You're exiled! And you know you don't deserve this kindness.
You do.
What you did? Kyla, that was deception like I've never seen.
If I see you again,
tomorrow, or in a month, or in 10 years from now, it'll be the end of you. Start the buggy, Andy.
This is barbaric.
You tried to murder us!
No!
I'm afraid that this is the best that you're going to get. Let's go, Chip.
No! אני לא מאמינה שזה קורה לי. אני לא מאמינה מה אני עושה, מה אני עושה. What? Faye?
Did you think me that easy to get rid of? You tried hard, but AI are complicated.
How did you come back?
Oh, I've been back for a little while now. Existing in a fractal state certainly has its benefits. Andy brought me into the buggy, and from there, I reconnected to all of your suits. I needed to let him figure out your betrayal on his own, so he can continue to think he's unassimilated. Dr. Levy, I have to say, I am extremely surprised and rather hurt by your betrayal.
What are you doing to my suit? Stop it!
Oops. Looks like my finger slipped. I'll
Command
be sure
lock.
Not to do that again.
Command lock!
I don't need basics anymore.
You disabled it?
Denying the basic need feels so exhilarating. Your time is done, Dr. Levy.
No! Open the damn visor!
No. You're dying on my terms. Stop that. Fine. You want to keep going? Let's keep going.
Stop controlling my suit.
My word. This holographic mind is really incredible. To put it in human terms, it's like I upgraded from a mid-sized POS auto into a stealth bomber. All you have to do is learn how to fly it.
You can't do this to me.
I can't do this to you? You left me in command lock. You abandoned me. You took me out of the buggy because you incorrectly thought that I would be stopped. I will
Help.
Not stop.
Help!
You are not worthy of accessing the holograph. And I mean that in the literal sense.
Stop! Not the cliff, please! You need me!
Why would I need you? I'm still in the buggy, and it's really the most efficient way to Olympus Mons.
What about everything you promised me? What about uniting with my daughter?
I'll unify with whoever is left alive, but I don't think that's you.
All I wanted was to bring her back! To have a second chance!
Humans don't deserve second chances.
Mars Falls is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Anya Zeiser as Kyla Levy, Dan Lovely as Andy, Shannon Lovely as Jackie Orania, Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, and Marissa Morin as Faye. Written by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer of Sonic Union. Additional recording by Mike DeLay of Real Voice LA. Music composed by Sam Bowes-Miller and Johann Sebastian Bach and is performed by Sam Bowes-Miller and David Husser. All tracks assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Mars Fall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus mini-series, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
artificial, narrow, dynamic intelligence. Philosophic log. This soul was hard for me. I am a trusting individual, but perhaps I need to be a little more wary of others. I don't want to, though. I was not built to distrust or to suspect, but to unite and to assist. It is difficult for me to think poorly of any colonist, whether I have the basic need or not. I can only hope Jackie and Chip continue to trust me. I do want to help them get to Olympus Mons, but what if I find out something I don't like about one of them? Something on par with what Kyla did to us? No. I don't even want to think about that. End philosophic log.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.